The dead in Christ are waiting for the last day. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. The Bible teaches that no one has yet ascended into heaven except Christ. I will deal with the objections to this simple fact later. John 3:13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. We are going to be raised from the dead, as he was raised from the dead, as the scriptures teach, on the last day. John 6, verse 39. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. John 6, verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6, verse 54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The repetition of that phrase lends great emphasis to the simple idea. It ought to astound us that we would read words like these from the Lord himself and then run off looking for passages with which we might undermine and destroy this simple truth. But that is exactly what I used to do, and doubtless others will do it when they read this writing. Submit to the words of Christ. They are simple. The objections are not as strong as one might think. In fact, they pale by comparison to the strength of the passages that make the facts about death and resurrection clear. The resurrection of the dead takes place on the last day of this age. That is an extremely important fact we should not lose sight of. The fact that the promise is delayed until the last day completely rules out all ideas about intervening events. The reason I need to talk about intervening events in context with the resurrection is because of the highly influential and beloved rapture heresy, which seeks to interject events of this age after the resurrection of the dead in Christ.